Good afternoon. It is time for Living the Good Life right here. Right here on TantalkNetwork.com. We're glad you're joining us today. It'll be a great show. We've got Angel coming along, Dr. Angel, whenever she gets all hooked up in there. And we've got Megan. Are you on the phone? Megan Kramer from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you there, Megan? No. Okay. Try again. Megan, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor.
All right. Yes, now I can. All right. How are you? Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours. I just got done cleaning up the kitchen from having some fried chicken.
Oh, wow. Did you fry it?
I did. It was so good. It's my first time. I'm so proud of myself.
Oh, my. So fried chicken that Mama made. That's pretty good. That's great. All right.
How y'all doing?
Hey, we're good. Angel, are you on?
I'm here.
All right. She is. Yes.
Hey, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
Hi, sweetheart.
We're so looking forward to doing this show with you today. We always love doing shows with all of our team members. And there's just so much to share and what God is doing. And we are grateful. We are full of God's presence and excited about what he's going to do today, Meg.
Amen, Pastor. Amen.
Yes. So we had quite a morning experimenting with Zoom, finding out that the music does not come across very well. It's kind of muddled, so we're working on what to do about that. So we had three cameras going with Zoom, with YouTube, and with Facebook. Facebook was just a short part of it, but it's pretty crazy. And Angel and Brian are trying their best to get all the kinks worked out of our systems. Are you not?
We are working very hard.
Why are you doing that?
Well, we want to make sure that as many people that want to can participate in the weekly sermons and messages and, you know, and let God, you know, give them the hope through this difficult time.
Because it is a difficult time for so very many. Megan, I know you guys, you're still not able to go to church there in Michigan, are you?
No, ma'am. You have to do it online.
So how's it?
It's odd.
It's odd?
It's odd.
Yeah.
And the oddest was Easter Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's never been an Easter Sunday that, you know, that you don't get dressed up and go to church and then have dinner with your family. And but, you know, it was weird, but it's also humbling because we're not within inside the church walls doesn't mean we can't have church wherever we are, you know?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And we do our best. And I know it does probably seem strange for a lot of people that are trying to listen to Facebook or YouTube or whatever, because you don't have that personal contact with people, you know? It feels different, doesn't it?
It does. It really does, and but you know, you're with your, you know, whether you're alone or you're with your family, the Lord is wherever you are, and that's what we've got to look at from this standpoint right now, is that no matter where we are, whether we're sitting in our car in the church parking lot watching church online, or whether we're sitting in our living room in our PJs, God's right there with us no matter where we're at.
Well, that's exactly right. So you do that, huh? You just sit in your PJs and go to church in your PJs?
I do. Most of the time, we are in our pajamas.
That's all right.
We come as we are.
Come as you are. That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, we're in a series, Where Healing Happens, and we have been in it for quite a while now, a couple months. We've been in the book of Matthew predominantly, and we're really studying the things that Jesus did and said about the subject of healing. And there is so much that he did and said. And the bottom line of a lot of that is that God does want us to walk in healing, Megan. He does not want us to be bogged down with all the old stuff that we walk around with all the time, you know?
That's exactly right, Pastor. He wants us to walk around and be of our eternal selves. Does that make sense? Where we are full of joy, that we're walking in faith, that we're healed, and that we're children of the King. I mean, the prize of, and P-R-I-Z-E, the prize of being a child of the King.
Oh yeah,
to be enough to set you apart.
Yes.
To people.
Yes.
That you have a little kick in your step. That you have a glitter in your eye.
Right.
That you have a different point of view about life. And even now, with us being quarantined, that you've got a different outlook about being stuck in the house than others
right.
do. That's set you apart from the evil that's going on in the world.
Well, exactly, because it's out of our control, so we must relinquish control to Almighty God and, of course, to the government entities involved, and we must do our best to not spread the disease and to not contract it ourselves, but it is hard for a lot of people to live under these conditions, don't you think, Angel? Dr. Angel, talk to us, because you're seeing patients. You told me tomorrow you are booked up solid. She's booked up one right after another for 12 hours tomorrow
Praise
straight.
Praise God.
I mean,
Praise
it's
God.
Crazy like that with her almost every day now. Go ahead.
Yes, it is.
Praise God.
And you're right. It has been extremely difficult for people. I mean, the loss of liberties that they once had, the loss of their social connection, the worry of finances, having to take different roles in with their kids that they've never had to take. So now, you know, parenting, you know, teaching and parenting their kids and trying to provide just something simple as food and going to the grocery store, not able to get what you need for your household, or maybe not even able to pay for it because you've been out of work, and there's so many unknowns, and they're, you know, so there's a lot of worry happening right now.
Absolutely. And as all that's going on, then you're put in a position, you are, Dr. Angel, and you are, Megan, too, out there with people, where you're trying to help people understand what's going on and trying to give them hope, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, just maintaining a positive attitude changes the interaction that you have with people.
Right.
And, you know, you can, I either deliver to their home and I can't see them except through a window, or I'm going out in the parking lot and I'm talking to them through their trunk. And, you know, we've all got masks on. You can't see people smile.
Right.
But you can deliver joy through a text
message.
Yes,
you can.
You can deliver joy through the words that you speak from your mouth, because we know that there's power. There's life and death in the power of the tongue.
Right.
And I choose to speak life, because
Amen.
there's so much negativity right now around all of this that's going on. But I'm telling you, there's something better coming on the other side, because the Lord has a plan. And I'm really excited to see what that is.
Well, I agree with that. And I do believe that there's an awful lot of negativity, an awful lot of conspiracy theories and things like that that don't help anything, you know. And we all are, I think that most people are trying to work together to resolve this and to do our part, you know, to stay doing what we need to be doing. So that gives us something to sing about. So listen to this. Sing, 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 Chris Tomlin. So that's what we need to do in the midst of whatever we're going through.
Fire burning, Son of God, you are the one. adore you. Kings and kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for. Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens we were. Sing, sing, sing. Grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. Sing, sing, sing.
Right. I love that song by Chris Tomlin. Why should we be singing, Megan? What's that all about? Why is that so important in our lives?
Because praising the Lord lifts our spirit.
And it does.
Yeah, I just, that song, I don't know what, it just got me praying in the spirit. And I just felt like that during that song that we were just unified with the heavens where the angels are singing, just like the song said.
And that's exactly
just,
right.
I don't know, it just puts a big old smile on my face. It really does.
It does. I love that song. And when we burst out into singing, I mean, look at music has always been one of those things that, you know, people have done for forever, right? Singing is just
right.
Part of who people are, human beings. And we know from my little dog, Zoe Grace, who passed away recently, that she could sing the Hallelujah Chorus. So, I mean, even dogs can sing, right? You know, animals. And your mom mentioned a couple weeks ago when my daughter-in-law, Candy, put that post on Facebook. Angel, you saw it, didn't you?
Yes,
and
it was so adorable.
She was singing a song of worship to God. And little Reese, who my youngest grandson, who's only about 13, 14 weeks old, he was singing with her at that young age and smiling at her. And I think that's just deep within us, Megan. Don't you think that desire to praise God and, I mean, to see a baby that little and really to remember my dog Zoe, the way she would sing, and you remember that, Megan. She would sing all kinds of stuff. Angel, you remember that. Yeah. She was a singer. And, you know, just that raising a voice in praise and adoration, what does it do to you, Megan? What does it do?
You know, it's a light to your spirit, because when you praise the Lord, the Holy Spirit appears. The Holy Spirit comes.
Right.
And
yes.
That's why I said I went into praying in tongues when the song was on, because it's like, Holy Spirit, let's
Woo!
Flood the airways today.
Let's do.
Let's get the word out.
Let's do.
Let's get some positivity out into this world that the Savior is here.
Woo!
And we have
Amen.
A reason to be happy.
Amen. So, Lord, we come to you right now, and we agree in prayer that this show will be exactly what the listeners need today, that we will be able to communicate how much we love you and how your praise fills our hearts and what it does and how it lifts us up out of the panic, out of fear that so many are in. Lord, we give you this show today. We ask that you bless it abundantly, anoint every song, everything that is said, that we might bring forth exactly what you want done, and we give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Angel, why do people need a positive message, as Megan was just discussing?
I think we always need a positive message, because life is always happening and we are bombarded by challenges or negativity or doubt or fear. And right now we've really been bombarded by it. And so we need to feed truth and hope and praise.
Well, you can't turn on the news without hearing how bad it is, right?
Correct.
Megan, your comment on any of that?
Yeah, the news, any media outlet right now is going to, it's called fear-mongering. And it's not, I mean, it's fine to tune in to learn about what's going on, but don't leave that on all day long.
Right.
Because then the devil just comes in and just totally just, you know, annihilates every bit of peace that you had in your house.
Exactly.
You start thinking the worst.
Right.
It's not healthy for us to listen to all that.
We
so,
do, yeah.
You know?
Yes. Go ahead.
You know, it's just, I like to have the news because I want to be informed of what's going on. But I think that there comes a point in time where they need to somehow, you know, speak some positivity across the airwaves.
Sure,
because
sure.
It's a scary time for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they need to focus on that instead of, you know, how much of this is going on and how much of that's going on. You've got to get some positivity in your life or you're going to be in the dump.
Absolutely. And so, you know, what we bring today, folks, across the airwaves is the love of God for you, that he loves you so very much and he has a plan for your life. And he doesn't want you sitting in bed all day, depressed, discouraged, or not eating or eating too much, or just having that the news on all day long. God wants you to begin to do some things that are going to help you grow. And that's what this show is all about, pointing you back to the Word of God. We're going to John chapter 20. We're going to John 20:20, you know, when you can see clearly and the eye doctor tells you you got 20/20 vision. That's pretty good, right? So we're going to John 20:20. And this is the evening of the day that Jesus rose from the dead. And we kind of talked about it last week in a different passage. And today we are going to talk about it in John 20. Well, we're going to start with verse 19. It was on that same first day of the week. That's the day that Jesus came out of the tomb. When it was evening, though the disciples were behind closed doors for fear of the Jews, they were behind closed doors, people. Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace to you. Now, it's very important that we know here that Jesus was not hampered at all by a structure, by a door, by a wall. He went right through it. Okay? He suddenly was right there. Guys, that our new resurrection bodies are going to be like that. You're not going to have to worry about getting on a subway train to go to work. You're not going to have to. It's going to be a totally new way of living, Angel. You want to talk about that? Because I love that. Jesus came and just stood among them right through the wall.
I do love that. I love that no barrier can hold him out. You know, and so often in life, there are so many barriers that we have that can keep us from getting help or to keep us from getting hope. Or sometimes we feel like we're locked in these barriers or trapped. But there isn't anywhere we can be that he can't be with us.
Well, that's exactly right. And let's amplify on that, because one of the barriers that keeps us from peace is fear.
Yes.
So you want to address that, and then we'll go to Megan on that too.
Sure. I mean, fear is a primal human emotion, and it's something that really shackles us to whatever we're fearing about, and it keeps us from taking steps. It keeps us from moving forward. It keeps us feeling tunneled into whatever is causing that fear, and we just get paralyzed so often. And yes, he can come in the middle of that fear.
Absolutely. And Megan, I don't know if you are seeing this when you're out in public, but I hear a lot of people that are very fearful. You know, they are like, what's going to happen?
Yes,
what's getting ready to happen? And what's the next bad thing that's about to happen? You know what I mean?
I do. I see it all the time. And I see, you know, I have always said that this should be a time where we unite together in peace and love. Because it's such a tough time for everyone. Everyone is experiencing the quarantine. but not everybody's experiencing the same, being in the same boat. And what I mean by that is that there are people that are alone during the quarantine. There are people that are in the house with little children. There are people that can't get to their families in a nursing home or in a hospital. But that should unite us all. But there are people that are so fearful that that fear is turning into anger. And I see it in, I see it every day.
I agree with that.
And it's so sad because that that fear is so strong in them that you can see it in their eyes. I mean, even their face is covered with a mask, but the eyes, I think you can just see the fear, the anger. And, you know, and I don't know why that they would feel that way, because we don't know everyone's situation, but it's a time for us to show some peace and some love to people.
Yes.
And that should be what Christians are doing on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
And we should be going out among those, and it doesn't take, you don't have to speak to those people, but even just in the kindness of your voice can change people's perspective. And if you feel the need, that even if you walk away from someone, that you lift them up in prayer after you
right.
walk away from them,
yeah.
the Lord
exactly.
hears you.
Absolutely.
The Lord hears you.
I mean, yes, to the people that we've seen in your state, Megan, that stormed the state house with AR-15s. And when you look
yes.
at that, you talk, and I do, I agree with you. I think a lot of that is fear. And they want things to return to normal so bad that they think they can pressure it that way, right? And so instead of being angry with these people, I agree with you. It's time to pray for these people, right? Angel, you want to comment on
I
that?
I do.
Or Megan, either one of you. Go ahead. Angel,
well,
go ahead. Go ahead,
quick,
Megan. Go ahead,
I
Meg.
I didn't want to interrupt Angel, but I heard, and I, real quick, and I didn't mean to interrupt.
No.
I heard a minister last night on a Facebook post that he said that during this time, God is letting us unlearn how the world works so that we can see how he works.
Hmm.
And that blew me away
hmm.
because we are having to unlearn the normal way of
yeah,
doing
we are.
Because
yeah.
we've never been here before.
We've never been here before.
And it's a new time of learning the way of God's ways, not the ways of the world. And mm. I felt like that was an opportune time to throw that in there. So
it's
forgive me for interrupting.
No, it's good. Go ahead. Angel, your comment.
Well, you know, you're right on the whole fear thing. You know, we've talked extensively on it on our other show, Goyard, about the anger, the irritability that's coming, and that stem from fear, that stem from the unknown and worrying about what's going to happen financially or all kinds of things in our lives that we have to worry about. And it's really impacting people to the point where, you know, you have an interaction and they're afraid to even interact with people because they could be carrying this, you know, invisible enemy. And so
sure.
this fear is just
it's huge.
Rampant right
it
now.
Is. It is. And when you look at John 20, verse 19, the disciples were extremely afraid. That's why they were all gathered in this room. And they were behind closed doors, and it says, for fear of the Jews, because they thought that the Jewish leaders that took Jesus and crucified him were coming after them also. That's why Peter denied Jesus, because he didn't want to be associated and be strung up also, which is interesting, because Peter himself is the one that many, many years later, when it was time for them to martyr Peter, he said, I'm not worthy to be crucified the same way as Jesus. And he was crucified hanging upside down, which had to be such a worse death. Yet Peter is the one who betrayed Jesus out of fear. You want to comment on that, Meg?
You know, and that's where it shows how powerful that word is, fear, and how powerful that emotion is, that it can turn you away from something good. And that's where, like, we'll just touch base on listening to the media, is that that fear that they're driving into people will turn you away from peace. It mm-hmm. will directly make you make a 180 and get your mind off of our Father and off of the peace that he provides. And, you know, it's really sad that that we can't, some of us can't recognize how strong that is in our lives, and that we continue to suffer because, excuse me, I know you wanted to touch on healing on this, in this message, but that's what the Lord is wanting to heal us from.
Yes.
Is this fear,
yes. Yes.
Driving our society.
Amen. Yes. 10,000 reasons for my heart to sing. Guess what? There are a lot of reasons for you to sing. I hope this lifts you up right now.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord.
Song that never gets old. I've been getting text here, Angel and Megan, different people that are tuned into the show, and some of them were saying that they're singing that song along with us right now, and that's pretty cool. Love that song. The disciples were gathered on that first evening that Jesus had come out of the tomb, and I'm sure they had a lot of questions. Jesus comes and stands among them. This is John chapter 20, verse 19. And he says three words to them, peace to you, peace to you. And so saying, verse 20, he showed them his hands and his side. And when the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with joy. I'm in the Amplified Bible, and it says delight, exultation, ecstasy, rapture. In other words, this wasn't just, oh, that's cool. This was, Angel, this was delight, exultation, ecstasy, rapture. What is all that?
That is having a whole lot of joy.
Think about what they must have been doing. I mean, people laugh at some of us when we whoop and holler during worship and praise, right? And we get all just excited about the words of the song. I bless you, Lord, and all that. But think about the party they had right there when Jesus showed them his nail-scarred hands, his side.
Well, and you kind of think about it emotionally. They went from an extreme emotional low to this huge emotional high. Like, just moments before, they had to feel so defeated. They just watched, you know.
Right.
Their Savior die, and they've been following him, and they sold out their life, and now they're worried, are they going to be next, and what's next? And like, they're trying to, I think they were gathering together, kind of trying to make a plan for themselves.
Oh, I think they were too.
Protection and action, and then like, oh my gosh, he's here. Like, wow. Like, just that emotional, oh my gosh.
Like, I think this joy was like one of our amazing worship praise times when we are just going crazy worshiping God, and it's just overwhelming. Like some songs we did this morning, I mean, just whoa. And I think that's what they were having. They were having a praise and worship party right then.
They were having a serious praise and worship party.
Megan, what do you think about this? They were filled with joy, delight, exultation, ecstasy, and rapture.
You know what that was? That was a joy fest.
That was a joy fest. You better
believe
it.
That's what I call it, a joy fest. Because that would be, to me, how I will feel when I get raptured, or how I'll feel when I see the face of Jesus, is that you are so overcome with so many good emotions that I probably will just, I probably won't be able to speak. You'll be speechless, but you'll have the biggest grin on your face.
Woo!
And you'll feel like that you're floating, that you're weightless, because all of the grief that they had just been through, all of the sadness, the fear, the thoughts of loss, they were gone in an instant. And guys and listeners, that's how powerful the Spirit of God is, the Holy Spirit, and the power that lived in Jesus Christ, that he could change you in an instant with his presence. That is what happened to the disciples, is they were changed in that exact moment. And it's a very powerful thing to think about, because everything that they had experienced for that moment had disappeared.
And do you know, if we can relate that right now, Megan, to this COVID situation, for listeners out there that are walking in so much fear and anxiety, and worry what tomorrow's going to bring. Are they going to have to get, are they going to be able to ever get a job again? What's going to happen with their finances? What's going to happen with their health or the health of their relatives? When we put our trust completely in God, he takes that anxiety and replaces it with, he says right here, peace to you. Verse 20 of John 20, he showed them his hands and his feet. Verse 21, Jesus said to them again, peace to you. He had to repeat it again in verse 21. Just as the Father has sent me forth, so I am sending you. They were given a job to do instead of sit there behind closed doors in fear. Jesus said, Father sent me, I'm sending you out. And peace. I mean, twice, Angel, talk to us about this. We need to hear this.
We do need to hear this. I kind of want to point something out, though.
Please do.
That, you know, here they are locked behind these closed doors, and they're, you know, worried about the people coming, the Jewish people coming to, you know, get them. And Jesus appears. Nothing on the outside changed.
Oh, that's good. Megan, that'll preach right there.
But everything inside changed in that instant. The outside circumstances were still
the same.
Absolutely.
Oh, my. Take that and run with that, Megan. That's good, Angel. That's really good. Megan, talk to us about that.
She's right on, because that word is called transformation.
Mm-hmm.
They were transformed in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happens to you when you give your life to the Lord. It's an internal transformation that can become and does become external, because that's where I said earlier, we walk different, we talk different, we smile different, we treat people the way that God treats us, with love, forgiveness, and peace. I mean, there are so many different things that come with this walk.
It's
and they're
exactly
all
right.
Good things.
And we don't try
it's
to
just
go ahead.
A blessing.
Yeah, and
You're
don't
fine,
we don't try to join in a pity party with others, because that's not going to help them. And even if you
right.
have a relative, a friend, somebody you live with that is really down in the dumps, it's not going to help them for you to join in that pity party. Megan, you want to talk about that?
No, it's not, because you're not doing the work of the Lord. You're not speaking the truth. You're not speaking joy and peace. You're joining in, and you're going to be pulled down. Your spirit will be pulled down into the quicksand, and it can happen, and you may not even notice it. So that's where it's important that when we know that we're going into those situations, or that we know that we're going to be speaking to those people, that we lift up a moment of prayer of protection for ourselves, that we maintain that peace and we speak the peace of God over them and over the situation before we even open our mouth.
Exactly. That's living in the moment with Jesus right there guiding us. Now, let's just make that about COVID, Angel. So somebody you're around, you know they've had it. What are you going to do? Or they have it, let's say. You know that they have it, or you suspect they do. Aren't you going to take some precautions?
Well,
so that it doesn't transfer to you?
I believe so. You know, we always talk about we are to do the possible and trust God for the impossible. And,
right.
You know, and we have responsibility to protect ourselves and keep ourselves safe, but we don't have to live in fear to do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And we don't have to just assume that we're going to take on whatever that person has, right?
Exactly.
I mean, yes, we need to be very cautious, people. I'm not in any way saying that don't wear a mask or don't do this, don't do that. No, we should be very, very cautious. My point really is about emotional things. When somebody around you is super depressed and totally negative, Angel, should we just get on that bandwagon with them and beat that same drum?
Not at all. I mean, we talk about this a lot. What you feed grow, what you starve dies. And so especially when we are vulnerable to emotional, you know, there's a lot going on. So we already have this vulnerability in us to accept negativity right now. And so, yeah, when someone's negative, we're feeding that inside of us. We can take that on. Exactly like Megan said, we have to pray that prayer of protection, but we also have to be the light in the dark place when we're walking with someone else. We have to point them to the hope that
exactly.
they are having in the moment.
Exactly. So Jesus says to them again in verse 21, peace to you, just as the Father has sent me forth, so I'm sending you. And having said this, he breathed on them. This is verse 22 of John 20. And said to them, receive. In the Amplified, the word in parentheses is admit. In other words, allow the Holy Spirit to come into you. Receive the Holy Spirit. And in verse 23, now having received the Holy Spirit and being led and directed by him. In other words, Jesus says, all right, you all said yes, you wanted God to come and live on the inside of you, the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. Now you both can see where I'm going back to, because that's where I've been stuck on this morning in the sermon. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of anyone, they are retained. Talk about that, Megan. Jesus is talking. He goes directly after having you received the Holy Spirit. He says, now let's talk about forgiveness.
You know, because forgiveness holds you back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you said this morning on your Facebook post, is that don't let what someone else has done to you hold you back from what you are granted. And that's peace.
That's right.
And you know, that having resentment and having anger towards someone, that does not, that holds you back. That is a threshold that Satan has on you that will keep you from maintaining the peace of God, because it's a distraction. It's a constant distraction that can keep you from focusing on what you're supposed to focus on, and that is having the peace of God and walking in that and maintaining that for all the days of your life. I mean, I don't mean to sound like, you know, I'm from way back when, but it does. It's forgiveness is it's like rust on a car. And the longer that you let it go, the more that it eats away at the paint. And it's that way with your physical body and with your spirit, that it's going to cripple you. Mm-hmm. It's a nasty, nasty thing. And something I think of was that rust is destructive.
It is. So is salt from up there in Indiana, Michigan, and all those northern states. And I remember living up there a long time, that when I did not get the car or the van washed very frequently in the wintertime, that salt just begins to eat at the paint, right?
It does. Yes, ma'am. It's nasty.
And so when we just allow this stuff, okay, we're going over to Mark 11, 23. Mark 11, 23. And when we allow the pain that people have perpetrated against us, or the bad actions, or the negative behavior, or the negative statements, or whatever, when we allow that to fester and grow on the inside of us, it will only do damage that is sometimes very difficult to repair. The name of Jesus, talk about that a moment, Angel, before we do this song. The name of Jesus, why is that so important, and how does that help here with forgiveness?
Well, the name of Jesus, it's who he is, and it's all the pieces of who he is. It's how he describes his character to us, is through his name. That's where the power is. It's like, you know, when you go to plug in an appliance, you know, if you put it in a bad outlet, it doesn't turn on, right? Jesus's name is putting it into that outlet that's ready to go.
Oh,
that gives
that's good.
The power to what you're trying to do, or what, you know, it's the power behind this, you know, us and the spirit and God working through us.
Amen. And when we try to do things out of an attitude of getting even or resentment, Megan, talk about that before we do this song.
Yeah, when you have an attitude of resentment, it's going to make you very, very unsettled and very unhappy. And, you know, you may think that you have all this success around you, but when you're full of resentment and you've lost family members or friendships because of that resentment, no, that's not success in the kingdom of God. That is not success at all. That is a crippling, crippling thing, the word resentment, because it can make you appear very angry, very like that you don't want to go on, that, you know, that you're full of such animosity that you'd rather just sit in a chair and stare at the television or stare at the wall and not communicate with anybody in your life. That's not success.
That's not success
in the kingdom of God. Not at all.
Woo!
That is not how Jesus would treat us.
And we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. Listen to this great song by the group Selah, one of my favorites, I Bless Your Name. Because that's what we have to do in the midst of this COVID trial, folks. We got to start praising God. Sing with this song if you know it.
In prisoner's chains, with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night. Their chains were loosed, and they were free. I bless your name.
Oh, you are the life, the truth, the way. And we bless your name. And we bless your name. I love that song because it reminds us that there are times that we are prisoners in our minds. And there's that phrase in that song, Dr. Angel, when you find that you're a prisoner in your mind. And as they began to praise and use the name of Jesus in praise, their chains were loosed. And they began to realize that they were going to be set free from all that fear and all that. They were in the prison getting ready to be murdered the next day. But as they began to praise God, that's Acts chapter 16. It totally changes their life.
Absolutely, it does. And you're right. There's so many people that are. They're a prisoner to the thoughts in their mind. They're a prisoner to the unforgiveness that they're holding back.
Yes.
Or all the wrongs that they have felt people have done to them through their life.
Yes.
They are a prisoner to negative experiences. They're a prisoner to all kinds of things in their mind that just consumes them. And it consumes their thoughts. And it consumes their relationships, because if we are sitting in unforgiveness, if we're sitting in bitterness or in resentment or these negative feelings because we have been wronged somewhere along the line,
yes,
we can't even experience a healthy relationship today. So mm-hmm. it's still stealing from us now. And for some people, it's things that might have happened, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago that are holding them back in that prison.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Of experiencing the today.
That's what is sad, I think, Angel, because you as a therapist, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, you see it a lot in counseling, I'm sure, that there are things that have not been dealt with in the past. And Megan, I will go to you next, because there are times that people will say to us, well, I've forgiven you for that. Really? Then how come every time we have a fight, you bring that back, right? How come every time we have a disagreement, you say, but if you hadn't done that thing 20 years ago, I wouldn't feel this way now. That is not forgiveness. Megan, do you want to address that? This whole next hour is going to be about forgiveness, I'll tell you right now.
You know, you're right, Pastor, but when people do that, when you're trying to have a healthy conversation, and you can have a healthy argument, but when someone does that, when they're holding on to resentment and they bring that up in the midst of something that has nothing to do with that, that can cripple the entire conversation. And it's an attempt to cripple the other person with the hurt.
Yes,
that
it is.
They are experiencing. Does
yes.
that make sense?
It's manipulative.
And yes.
It is, and I'll just say this, and it sound like a child, but it's unfair. It is completely unfair.
It's unfair, it's not, it's not,
you know,
fighting
you tell
fair.
Me that you've forgiven, yeah, that you've forgiven me, but that's not the case when you can't let it go.
That's
then
right.
If it's controlling your thoughts that deeply, you have not given that to God.
Well, and
you know what?
Go ahead. No, you go. Go ahead.
Is that, you know, when you're in a situation like that, and I'm just going to start doing this myself because this comes from the Holy Spirit, is right then and there, pray. Because that's an attempt of Satan to get in the
middle
of your relationship with that person.
Yes.
That healthy relationship to destroy it. Ooh.
It's exactly right. Well, okay, and that's where our is, folks. If you are thinking, boy, we've just turned kind of weird here. No, we are recognizing that the devil is the one. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? John 10:10. Jesus said these words. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, but I came to give you life and to give it abundantly. You cannot live an abundant life in relationships with people if they or you are still holding grudges from anything that even happened yesterday or this morning. Because why is that wrong? Why is that hurtful, Angel? And we're going to delve deeply into this here in the next hour. So if you just tuned in, you better stick around, because this is going to be setting some people free. Go ahead, Doctor.
Well, when we're hanging on to unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment, it's a poison, and it's poisoning us. And that poison is running through our body. And the longer we have it, the more damage it does. You know, to our emotional health, our physical health, our spiritual health. Like, it damages that.
Have you ever seen those movies where an embittered wife or husband starts slowly poisoning the other with some kind of poison?
And then,
you know, the autopsy, well, there's poison in his body. How come there's poison in his body? Okay. Well, I mean, that, I'm sure that happens. We've seen movies about that. But this happens on a daily basis everywhere, but not in the form of arsenic, doctor.
I agree with you. And this is so toxic to us in every way. I think we get stuck here for a few reasons. I think one of the reasons that we get stuck in this inability to forgive is because we don't understand what that really means to forgive.
Right.
I think another reason we get stuck in that is because sometimes when we can relive the wrong, we're getting attention, we're getting sympathy, we're getting compassion from people, and we might be addicted to having people feel bad for us. Happens.
Oh, yeah.
We get stuck in this sometimes because we don't want to let it go. We want to hang on to it.
Self-pity.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be such a tool to crush the spirit of the other person.
Oh, yes. It can be very powerful. Because
talk about that.
You know, it's funny because a lot of marriages who, you know, they stay together and they survive like an infidelity or, you know, a major thing that caused harm to the marriage and, you know, they've worked it out. No, they didn't work it out. What happened was a lot of times the other person is using it as a tool to have power and control and get everything that other person wants because they can throw up, well, you did this to me or you did this to our family and, you know, I want this, you know, vacation or we're going to live in this house or we're going to do this my way because you did this to me.
Exactly. I've seen it for years in counseling people for many, many years. That it's a manipulative tool used. And what it is it's a revenge thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm going to get revenge on you this way. I'm going to control you this way. So every time we're in a fight, I'm going to bring up what you did as a reminder so that I feel sorry for myself and I send the message to you that you owe me.
Exactly.
Amplify on that. You got another minute and then we'll tell Megan her.
Well,
and
that's just it. We want, you know, we get people into this debt that they could never possibly repay. And so it leads to a lot of unhealthiness and a very negative relationship. You know, I've told a story about that pastor and his wife where there was infidelity and, you know, that God healed their marriage. And for the next 20 years, they were going around talking about how God healed their marriage. But he had to relive every week how he cheated on his wife 20 years ago. Like, they were still living in it. It wasn't forgiven.
That was their testimony.
Wasn't healing. It was still impacting their life. And so many of us we're dragging that poison through us.
We are. We're going to talk more about this in the next hour, which is going to begin in about 3 minutes. So we want to quickly say that Dr. Angel and I have a show every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. right here on this channel. Do you want to say what it's about?
Sure.
And boy, I hope the internet works next. Well, it's working now, so
that's good. Yeah. I hope so too.
We didn't have it Thursday night.
We did not. It's Go Yard. It's our life coaching show here on the station. And it's all about helping us get through life. And we've really been talking about practical mental health tools to get through this COVID situation.
We've done 6 shows on it. I don't think last week got on because of our technical trouble here, but there's at least 5 of those here on podcast tantalknetwork.com, and so we will be putting those more on our website soon here when I can get to it. Anyway, Megan, would you talk about the prayer line and your mom and Pastor Jim and what the prayer line means to all of us? It means so much to me, I'll tell you.
Oh, the prayer line means a lot to all of us. It really does, because we know that if we need prayer, that there is a huge outreach with BOHM in the prayer department, because we know that where 2 or 3 are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of them. And when we all pray, we see miracles. We see answers to prayer.
We do.
And Pastor Jim and my mom, their prayer request comes in, and they get on it, and they send a prayer out for us to pray in unity.
Yes.
And then the praise reports come in. So it's a powerful service, and it's a powerful tool that everybody should use. There's power in prayer and there's power in number.
Amen. Prayers, BOHMglobal.com. We're in our 12th year of our prayer ministry, guys. We're in our 14th year of this show. We're in our 19th. No, we're in our 20th year. No, I'll get it right in a minute. We're in our 19th year for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So I'm saying all that to say, not for you to go, oh, that's great. No, I'm not saying for that reason. That what I'm trying to make a point is consistency and faithfulness. And guys, as you walk with the Lord, there's got to be that. You've got to develop consistency and faithfulness in your walk with the Lord. And this prayer ministry has grown and grown. Prayers at BOHM Global. Give that text or get that email address out to people. Come by our church. Come to a service. We'll give you a little, we'll give you a pen and we'll give you a, we got a squeegee, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Whatever you call that.
It's the floatable keychain.
It's the floatable keychain. In case you're out on the water, it is. It says it's got prayers, BOHM on it. Okay, so you can come by the church and pick one of those up too. Yes. All right, here we go. We got to do this. Let's do this.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.